You're listening to episode 229 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. If you would do me a huge favor today, I am asking you to please head on over to iTunes and rate and review the She's Building Her Empire podcast. It would mean the world to me if you would share your honest opinion, letting everybody else know what you think about She's Building Her Empire. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey there, welcome to She's Building Her Empire. Stacey Tuschel here. Super excited to join you for the first time in the new year. So welcome. I hope you had a very happy holiday and a very Merry Christmas. If you are brand new to me and you maybe haven't heard much of my backstory, I want to share with you why I'm talking today about restructuring your calendar, why I'm so passionate about it. So first, I actually came into the online space about 2 years ago. I've already been an entrepreneur for about 15 years, but 2 years ago, I came into the online space, started teaching other female entrepreneurs what I had been doing to grow into a seven-figure business. And the first thing that I started teaching was online calendar. So I actually showed people my first online course was module one, was how to structure your calendar through using Google Calendar. And then I did goal setting and things like that. Completely a passion of mine, and it was actually what I thought I was going to do just in general in the online space. But then, you know, as I started to really teach and to start sometimes talking daily on Periscope 2 years ago, I realized that there was just not enough, or I should say there was maybe so much more out there that I really wanted to start teaching. So I started to broaden my horizons, but every January, I can't help but talk about goal setting and structuring and all of that stuff, because that is what I did all Christmas break, was basically figure out what do I need to change this upcoming year to really have the year, the big year that I know I'm going to have and the big year that I know you are going to have. Hey, everybody. Thanks for jumping on. Hey, Julia. So, okay. First of all, you guys, now there are five steps that I have recently done to re-figure out, like, how is this year going to look, okay? Because we have to look back on 2017 and say, what worked, what didn't, what do I want to change, what do I want to keep, what do I want more of in my life? All of those questions have to come into play, okay? So step number one through this five-step process, and step number one might feel a little weird, like I don't have time for this, but really for me, step number one when I do something like this is taking just a little vacation. It could be a staycation where you go someplace for just a day, something to clear your head, because every time I go on just like a small little trip, I can't help but try to figure out how I can have more of that free time and how I can work smarter, not harder, right? So over Christmas, actually Christmas night, and then we just went for 2 nights to a water park, indoor, of course, because I'm in Wisconsin, and it was -4 degrees outside. Oh my goodness, it was freezing. We did have to walk from our condo to the water park, so that was interesting. However, it was such a great 2 days for me just to take a break and figure out what I loved, what I didn't, and just use time for reflection, okay? So if you are not taking those types of trips, or even again, you guys, just a day away, going someplace where you can be not even alone, because I was with my family, but I was still able to take some time and figure out what it is that I want more of this year. Okay, my last trip that I took that was a little bit bigger of a trip was to Mexico. I think we were there last March for a week, and that was another time where I was kind of reflecting and restructuring my calendar as well. So if you can't put this into your next 90 days, I highly suggest you find a day or something to make this work, okay? So step number two, I actually came home then and redid my vision board. So I have a really gorgeous vision board that has everything I could possibly want and dream of, okay? I start my vision board actually by going on Pinterest and pinning all of these just amazing things that I want in my life onto a secret Pinterest board so nobody can see it. It's just for me privately. And then what I do with that is, you guys, I take all those pictures, I throw them into a document where I can then go print it off. I cut it up, do a little arts and craft, get it on my vision board. So my vision board is something that I look at in the morning and I look at night, okay? So there are things on there that are materialistic, that are maybe, you know, something you want in your dream house or a dream house you're going to buy in the future. It might be cars, it might be like little stupid stuff. But then there's some big stuff on there. There's impact goals. There are donation goals, something that I want to donate to certain charities, numbers that I'm trying to hit, okay? So I love the idea of the vision board because it's just a little bit of everything. It's stuff that I really want to do in all areas of my life, whether that be physical or spiritual, whatever it is, it's up on that board. And it's something that I look at 2 times per day, all right? So the reason why step 2 is vision board is because we have to know your why. We have to figure out what is the reason behind everything you want and why are we going to be motivated this year to do that, all right? When I don't want to wake up at 5 a.m. because I'd rather just sleep in until the kids wake up around 7, I have to make sure I go back to that vision board and think, this is why I'm doing this. This is the reason I'm waking up, okay? So that is step number 2. Now, one of the things I did on my vision board this year, because from last year's vision board, there was a lot of things on there that I had actually gotten that had happened to me, okay? I took those little pictures and I moved it to a gratitude section of things that are already happening or have happened in my life, right? Because I truly believe for you to have this abundance mindset, you have to be really grateful for what you already have and not always just wanting more. So what's really cool is for me to be able to see that the vision board is working and that everything that I'm putting, you know, in front of me is able to happen. So now moving those from wanting them last year to mission accomplished this year, which is pretty cool. All right. So make sure to keep a gratitude section. Even if you're starting fresh, leave a little spot there so you can start moving things over as you go. Okay. How many of you guys have vision boards? If you're watching live, I would love to hear who actually has a vision board for this year. Maybe you need to update it. Raise your hand, give me a thumbs up. I would love to see that, all right? Now, step number 3, I did a brain dump of everything that I need to happen in my day for the week, okay? So I basically mapped out over the next 7 days, and I don't just mean the next 7 days, I mean every 7 days. So Sunday through Saturday, what are things that needs to happen? So this is just a brain dump, doesn't have to be in order, none of that, all right? So for me specifically, and this might look different for you, but for me specifically, what I was doing was I have a morning routine. So I wake up every morning at around 5 a.m. I do my miracle morning. It's a little different than what is taught in the book, but it's based off of the book. So that starts at 5 a.m. I'll go a little bit deeper in a minute. Then I have, time with the kids, time with my husband, work stuff. I separate my work stuff into 2 different things, proactive work and reactive work, and I'll cover that in a second. I talked about working out in there. I want to make sure my workouts are scheduled. My meals are scheduled, which might sound crazy, but I absolutely have to have my meals scheduled in my day. Today was one of those days I didn't have my meal scheduled in and I'm still going, when am I eating lunch? I have to have my meal scheduled in or I'll book myself solid, okay? Then I also have a workday wrap-up routine, all right? So all of these things I was just throwing down. These are things I want to get done, I want to have happen. So now that we have this brain dump, all right, and if you're going, oh my goodness, I'm not taking notes and this is so much stuff, I know this is jam-packed. We're going to turn this into a blog post. It'll also be on our podcast. So you can always go back to our website later at shesbuildingherempire.com. We're going to go into a lot more detail with screenshots. I'll actually snapshot some of my calendars and things like that for you to see because there's a lot here, you guys. I am kicking off 2018 with a jam-packed training today, all right? So as we do that brain dump, okay, I'm gonna go deeper really quickly on a couple of those things so you understand what that looks like. Because you might be thinking that I'm missing some stuff that you wanna map out, but I might not be missing it. It actually might be here. So the big one that people always question me on is, what is this proactive and reactive work you're talking about? So for me specifically, I always say the proactive work are the move the needle, right? The move the needle type things in your business where they actually make a difference in your business. They're not like little tedious tasks, but they're big stuff that's going to make a difference in your year. So for me, what is proactive work? Well, it could be connecting with other influencers, interviews where I'm scheduled on other people's podcasts or I'm interviewing other people on my show, Facebook Lives. This is proactive work right here. This is something that is really important for me. Facebook Lives convert really well for me. me and people get to know, like, and trust you very, very quickly. So for me, Facebook Lives are huge. They're not something that I have to do, right? They're something that I want to do that moves the needle in my business, all right? Working on funnels, working on webinars, content creation, any of that stuff, right? Program development, maybe actually working on your product suite. So big, big stuff, all right? Team meetings. People usually think a team meeting is reactive, but for me, I have to lead my team doing even bigger stuff and to get them on their day to be proactive. So I actually consider team meetings a proactive task versus a reactive task, all right? So all proactive stuff happens in the morning. When I say morning, I just mean pretty much before lunch, right? Then reactive, okay, what does reactive mean? Well, one of the not proactive tasks is checking your email. So you have to be very, very careful that you're not in your email inbox all day. So I use the Google extension Boomerang, which includes now the extension that used to be called Pause, P-A-U-S-E, Pause. So I can pause my email inbox so that I'm in my email inbox, but I don't get to see new emails that come in. So I can still be working in there all day long in the morning, but I'm not actually checking emails and responding to people, which is really, really nice, okay? So definitely a tool that I love. Really quick, I don't wanna go into too much detail, but I've upgraded to the paid version, and I even get to actually let people bypass the pause and say, listen, if my important, like, Facebook ads manager sends me an update, or my copywriter, like people on my team that I need to hear from them, let them skip the pause and come right in. So I only get the really important emails that happen that day. I can also use keywords. So for instance, I can use the word urgent or Stripe if I want to see payments coming through, things like that. So it's a really, really cool tool if you're not using it, okay? Sorry, got sidetracked, but I had to share that with you. So, okay, another thing that would be reactive would be Voxer or engaging on Facebook. So I have a couple group programs, or my private clients, they will get Voxer access to me. Voxer is an audio app. So that is something where I might want to make sure I check it in the afternoons when I'm able to react to what they need, okay? Private calls, I could set up my coaching calls. Group calls if I'm in group programs, any of that stuff. Maybe it's like a Facebook Live for another program that I have. All of that could be something that I'm reacting to clients, right? I'm helping them out. Another one might be checking in with we use DePulse. Actually, it's called Monday.com. They actually just switched their name. Monday.com, where that is what we use for our team to manage all of their activities throughout the day. So I'm gonna jump in there, make sure nobody needs anything from me, and then help them get on with their day as well, all right? So that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about when I'm saying, like, work stuff. Now, the cool thing is, on my calendar, it's not loaded with create a Facebook Live, go do this, go do that. No, it's strictly blocked in sections called proactive and reactive. And because I know what those proactive and reactive things are, every single week when I'm figuring this out, I'm going, what's the big things this week that I'm gonna focus on that move the needle? So this morning was proactive time, and this morning I worked on revamping one of my webinars that I have. I had this webinar that I've been doing now for maybe 6 months or so, and I was tweaking the title, trying to find a really good title that had a good open rate. Well, as I found a really great title, I realized the content inside doesn't perfectly match the title, which is not good, right? So I had to make sure that I reorganize. I kept the title because it's working, but I had to reorganize the inside of the webinar to flow nicely. So that is definitely a needle moving activity. That was what I worked on all morning because I have other live webinars coming up, all right? So just to kind of show you, what does my day look like? How do I do this? Now, as I enter the reactive afternoon, I have a coaching call right after this with one of my powerhouse members. I have two interviews. I'm actually hiring a social media manager. She's gonna be coming into our business, working pretty much full-time right away in-house on all social media. I'm super excited, and including the podcast. And I am interviewing two people in person. We've got it down to five amazing people. I typically only like to interview three in person, but I could not pick between these five because they're all that amazing. So I'm heading into interviews this afternoon. So again, reactive work. Things where, you know, it's not, yes, it's still moving the needle, but it's something where there's more appointments, I have to drive somewhere to do that, etc. Okay? So that's happening this afternoon. And there, I think I have another connecting with another influencer, I would say. One of my mastermind members, somebody brand new that I'm in a mastermind with, we're connecting this afternoon too. So again, a reactive activity that I would plan in the afternoon, all right? Okay, oh, sorry, I just hit my microphone. Okay, so that was kind of what that looks like. Now, kind of backtracking, because I did bring up morning routine. I want to make sure you understand what that looks like, all right? So with the morning routine, I typically wake up at 5 a.m., okay? And then I will actually start my morning by meditation. I use an app and like a little mute, it's called Muse, and it's a little headband that measures my brain activity. It is so cool, you guys. Measures your brain activity, like there's a strip here, and it actually goes behind your ears, and it actually measures the activity that's happening. So it tells you if you're calm, if you're a good meditator. Some days I'm awful and some days I'm pretty decent, okay? I'm not even gonna say that I'm actually ever good because I'm still learning. I've been meditating now, it's been a year since, it'll be a year in March, and it's still something that I'm learning and trying to get better at. But it's working, and if you keep doing it, it's gonna help. So I do that. I have affirmations in my phone. So I actually open out my phone in my little note section. I have affirmations that I read every single morning, as well as take time to be grateful and list something that I'm grateful for that morning, okay? Now, it's not a generic, I'm grateful for the kids, right? It's something specific because I wanna get really detailed and have a different experience every morning. Not something where you just generic, like grateful for this house that I'm in. I'm grateful for my husband. Like no specific little things. Like this morning I wrote, my daughter came in my room last night at like probably at midnight or something, and my husband works second shift. He's actually on the SWAT team for Milwaukee, so he works in the evenings, and he gets home really late, and she stuck in there before he got home and just was like cuddling with me. And I'm grateful for those opportunities that we get to do stuff like that. It's not every day that she's sleeping with me, but it was just something cute, and I wanted to like specifically remember that moment. So get very, very detailed and specific, okay? I also review my big goals. So I have three big goals for the year that I'm looking at, and then for the next 90 days. I review that every single morning in that same little note section. And not only that, but so it's my affirmations, my big goals, and then it's also the gratitude section, all in the same notes. So I go in there right away and I get all of that done, okay? Yes. Tracy, great question. Do you know if pause function works with Outlook? Pause is a Google Chrome extension. I'm actually getting hot. I'm needing to take off the sweater. Pause is a Google Chrome extension. So I bet it wouldn't, because I would think it's like for Gmail or something. I had two sweaters on because it's that freezing here, but now I'm like getting worked up and I'm starting to sweat over here. Okay. So then the vision board. So I look at that vision board every single morning. That's basically my morning routine. Now that might only take me about 30 minutes. And I actually use the rest of my time, give or take, because who knows when the kids are waking up. I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. They typically wake up around 7. So if I get done, this morning I was done at 5:30, I got about an hour and a half to continue working. So what I do is I use this time as almost a time for journaling, but it's actually what I would really call content creation, which might sound really weird. But you're either a morning person or you're not. And I am definitely a morning person, and I am way more productive in the morning than I am in the evening. So I will actually write for about an hour. So what do I write? Well, I might be writing social media posts, which might sound crazy, but I am batching stories and content, stuff that my writers can take and put into our emails, put into any of that stuff. So I'm sharing experiences because yes, we can outsource social media, but you can never outsource you and your brand. Like that has to be coming from you. So I want real stories and real experiences that are talked about. So I'll write social media. I'll write content for my Facebook Lives. I'll write like ideas for the next 90 days of things I want to talk about. So I use that time to really just be creative in the morning, and that works out really well for me. So then around 7, the kids are up, and basically I'm getting everybody ready, right? I'm getting them ready for daycare or preschool, depending on where they're going. I'm getting myself ready. That basically is what my morning looks like, okay? Is this helpful, you guys? I hope this is, it's good to hear, I think, different ways people are doing it, and not that you have to copy exactly what I'm doing. Hi, Samantha. But you need to know that you gotta get a rhythm and routine for yourself. So here's a good example of why that this isn't always gonna work for you. So I used to have a goal of every morning I was going to listen to a podcast while doing like a yoga stretch, okay? It doesn't happen. For some reason, I don't want to leave working at my computer. I'm not in the mood to like get up and do yoga when I'm already in that journaling stage, okay? So I had to finally just say, it's not happening then, so I need to scrap that, okay? So as I scrapped that, one of the things that I switched up was now around 7 when I wake up with the kids and they're kind of getting up and ready and stuff for the day, I'll probably not listen to a podcast because there's no way I'm going to be able to do that with them, but I might just do some stretching with them in the living room, okay? Good. I'm glad to hear that, Tracy. So, and Amanda, thank you. I appreciate that. So that is something that I have tweaked. Okay. Now I typically listen to podcasts while eating lunch or while putting on makeup, a time when I'm by myself and I really don't have any, I can be multitasking. All right. So figure out what works for you and then go with the flow. All right. Don't be caught up if you're like, oh my goodness, I'm trying to do this every day and it's just not working. Okay. Now, the one thing we haven't talked about yet is what it looks like to wrap up your workday, okay? I am very intentional about wrapping up my workday because if I don't wrap it up, what happens? I spend all night trying to jump back on my computer and finish up that email or finish that one thing that I was doing. So for me, my husband leaves for work every day around 4 o'clock. I've got the kids the rest of the night by myself. So I've got to make sure that I'm able to be done working so I can spend time with them in the evenings and have quality time and not just them watching mom on her laptop. Okay. So my wrap up for the day, I finally unpause my email inbox and check all of my emails. Okay. I want to get all of those emails out of there between 3 and 4. Then after that, I will repause it for the end of the day so that if I happen to jump in there later or in the morning, I'm not checking out new emails. Those can wait till tomorrow, all right? So I pause that email. I might check my Facebook messages. I'll definitely check my monday.com, which is our team management for our tasks and tools, because I want to make sure that if my team needs something, and sometimes my team members work at night, a lot of them are independent contractors and they pick their own hours. So I want to make sure that whenever they want to work, I'm able to kind of help them continue to do that on their schedule, right? I pick tomorrow's top 3 goals. So what am I working on in my proactive time? I wanna know what proactive looks like before I leave for the day. So my day is very busy at the end of this day today. I kind of already had to wrap up my day knowing I'm like jam packed until the end of the day. So I already know my 3 goals for tomorrow morning because my proactive work is done for the day, okay? Does that make sense? You getting this? Okay. So now, as I'm doing all of that, I might even jump in if I've got extra time. I definitely notice I budget extra time, where if I give myself an hour to do something, it might only take 30 minutes or 45, which I love because I need that extra time to kind of go do things I'm not thinking about. So while I'm doing that, I might jump in a Facebook group where maybe it's my mastermind, where I want to quick go in and learn and see what other people are doing or connect with other people. So that's something I typically do. Okay. Now, one of the things, I'm still not done on scheduling my day, and then I'm jumping into step 4 and 5, this is a long one today, but it's got a lot of good stuff in here. So for me, this is definitely the year that I want to get the healthiest I've ever been. I feel like this past year has probably been the healthiest I've ever been, but I know that there's still things I could be doing better. And that for me is working out, and it is eating well, eating meals and not snacks, because that is my problem. So for me, I actually work out with a virtual personal trainer, which might sound weird, but it has been amazing. I've been doing this now since last March. I actually met my trainer, Jeff, at Social Media Marketing World, which of course, like, why would you not meet somebody like that there? And we've been working out virtually 2 to 3 times per week consistently since March. And it has been by far the most consistent I've ever been working out. And I love it. I have now basically said, yes, it's definitely, yes, Pearl, for sure. I have definitely now upped it to 3 times a week because I just love it so much. And like I said, it's the most consistent I have ever been. And I want to keep that up. Now, another thing that I want to get better at is doing yoga and really stretching. I was a dancer, so to not have flexibility anymore kills me. And I know that there are so many things for the reasons that you want to have your body flexible, especially the older you get. So for me, that is something I want to do every single day, even if it's just for 10 minutes, okay? Now, eating. This is something I want to tell you about with eating. I am a creature of habit, which works out well because I don't get sick of eating the same foods. So I need to keep up with that. Now, one thing that I did this, redid this year, because I was doing it last year and then I got sick of it and I just re-signed up for it, is a meal delivery service that is all organic, all non-GMO, like whole foods, and they deliver it to your house weekly. You just, it's pretty pre-cooked. It's not one of those meal kits where you have to like throw all these ingredients in and stuff. This is like, it's already done for you, okay? They show you what ingredients they have put in, all whole foods, throw it in the oven for 10 minutes and you have a good meal that I would never have cooked. So that is something that I just renewed now, started back up. We're using Factor 75. I did this last year and loved it. I probably did it for 2 months and then I started to get a little sick of the same foods, but I feel like I haven't used it now in a while that I'll be fine again. So it might be something where I need to switch up the specific foods. Now it probably, I don't want to say anything bad about them because it was a good service. I am a creature of habit. So if I like something, I get it over and over again. That's probably my fault. I should probably get different things on the menu, but I usually pick those same five or six things that I like, okay? Has anybody tried a meal delivery service? And I'd love to see it in the comments. Let me know. So that's something big I'm doing that I wanted to share, but also knowing what I'm having for breakfast, what I'm having for lunch. Every morning I have a shake, every lunch I have a salad, and then every dinner is this Factor 75. So having it scheduled in my calendar, taking time to eat is something I absolutely have to do. And if you're somebody who's like, oh my goodness, it's 3 o'clock and I haven't even eaten lunch yet, you are right there with me because I hear about it or I have it happen all the time, okay? So that's something that has to change this year. All right, are you ready for step four? I definitely have water somewhere. Okay. One thing I will tell you, because this is something that you, morning routines, I don't drink coffee. I am a water drinker. I drink water all day long. I will refill this too many times to even count. One thing I do though, is I take these little, they're these Honest Company, has this immunity pack, and I put it in my water in the morning and then at night. But other than that, I'm water all day. Maybe hot tea if it's freezing outside, which it is right now. Otherwise, I'm not a coffee drinker. I only drink coffee randomly if I'm like happen to be at a Starbucks or happen to be someplace at a conference or something. I'm like, oh, I'll have a little caffeine. Otherwise, I'm zero caffeine all day long. I am like already so like I feel like hyper that I could never have caffeine. I would be a crazy person. So, all right. Step four, you guys. After I brain dumped all of those, okay. Oh, good, Chelsea, good. So after I brain dump all of these, now I start to create some boundaries, okay? Because in a perfect world, this sounds amazing, but when is this actually happening? How are we really doing this, right? So here's a couple tips that I am doing this year. I only am scheduling appointments on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Friday afternoons, okay? So if you ever had to book an appointment with me for some reason, you're gonna get a link to my Calendly account, a free account, I don't even use the paid version. And in that free account, you're gonna see there's only times available Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's it, okay? So that's the best part about this is if people are needing to make appointments with you, but you have set those boundaries, they're not gonna all of a sudden pop up at 9 a.m. when you're supposed to be doing proactive work, okay? So that is definitely something you need to do. Now, Thursday afternoons, the reason I'm not scheduling appointments on Thursdays is because I'm gonna take half days on Thursdays. I already was doing it randomly, but now I'm gonna be very intentional about it. So some days it's gonna be me time. I'm gonna be getting my nails done. I'm gonna be getting a massage. Some days I'm gonna be having a day date with my husband or taking the kids out after my oldest is done with preschool. It's just gonna be a half day, okay? And ideally, I would like to see Friday turn into a half day too at some point this year, but we're gonna start consistently with Thursdays, okay? Monday, no appointments. I am gonna keep Monday completely clear so that I'm just able to be as proactive as possible on Mondays and just get stuff done and prep the week. Just get everything ready to go, okay? Wrapping up my workday every day by 4 p.m. I mentioned. And then, here's something that you might think is weird, but I had to put it in my calendar and figure this out. I wanted to batch days that I would wanna put on makeup and like actually brush my hair, okay? And put on like not yoga pants. Now, I can get a little crazy on Facebook Lives and having meetings and stuff where I'm like, okay, I need to like look presentable today. But I really, before Facebook Live, you guys, 2 years ago, I was at home every day working from home exclusively. And I would probably get ready once a week if I would do something on the weekend. Otherwise, every day I was in like yoga pants with no makeup and my hair in a ponytail. And then Facebook Live came around and you're like, great, people can actually see what I look like when I'm at home. So which is fine, which is great. But I want to make sure that it's on specific days. So there are certain days and times that I will actually be visible where I will need to do that. And like Mondays, you better believe I will never be putting on makeup or doing my hair or any of that. Tracy's laughing, but listen, I need that. I don't want to be getting ready every single day. Even just taking time to get ready, I could be being proactive and doing something that's going to move the needle in my business. Okay. So that is something that I did this year for sure. Now, step number five, okay? I opened up a Google spreadsheet and then I just mapped it out. So I'm gonna put all of this on our blog, you guys, at shesbuildingherempire.com, okay? So I put basically hour by hour right here, and then I did Sunday through Saturday at the top, and then I listed what am I going to do, and then I color coded it. The reason you wanna color code, you guys, is because you can see what you have way too much of or not enough time, right? So you're like, oh, I'm actually like reactive almost all day long. I'm not actually doing stuff that's helping my business. So be careful that you're not, you got color code so you can see what's actually working and what's not working, all right? Hey, Lisa, thanks for joining. Okay, oh, how are we doing? Okay, so couple very quick tips for making sure this works, okay? Because these are great, right? All said and done, but you gotta make sure you actually do this. So tip number one, I just said, color code. Figure out, let's get some balance here and let's figure out what you really need, okay? Tip number two, when you said you were accepting appointments, go right now and set up that Calendly link to agree with, because what happens is, I see Claire and my team is on here, and just yesterday she was like, hey, somebody wants to interview on a podcast, I've already agreed to it. She's trying to figure it out. I'm like, here's my link. Because now it's by when I want it to happen and not on somebody else's schedule. So I can be a little bit more selective and say, hey, listen, if you want me on your podcast, here are the times I'm available. And then they can decide if it's going to work or not. So go get that Calendly link set up and link it to your Google Calendar so that everything is nice and neat and you're not going to double book yourself, okay? Tip number three, after you're feeling good about your schedule in that Google spreadsheet, go to your Google Calendar, whatever you use, and actually put it in your calendar. Now, in Google Calendar, you can also color code. So I like to keep it that way because it's nice for me to see everything that I've got going on, okay? Tip number four, don't forget about your personal stuff. So don't forget that you might have to grocery shop or you go to Target or you whatever it is you do. Do not forget that you have to do that stuff. So for me, I've got Thursday afternoons off. So that's a great day for personal stuff. But I also use Sundays as a lot of that stuff too. So I do a lot of online grocery shopping and things like that. So I might be placing my orders on Sunday. I might be like paying bills. If I ever get a bill in the mail, which we have everything on auto pay, but like some doctor bills are not. So when those bills come, they just get piled on the counter and every Sunday, everything gets paid. So putting systems in a place where I actually know what I need to do personally. We treat our house like a business. Everything is systematized here. Everything has a home and just things like that where we need to know what do we need to do and when do we need to do it, okay? Okay, then, okay. Tip five, you guys, one of the last things I wanna do is have you put a note in your calendar about 90 days from now and ask yourself, are you staying true to what you said, okay? Because like I told you last year in March, I was already restructuring my calendar because you put this on paper and everything looks perfect, right? This is the new perfect world and your perfect life, but then life happens and you're not actually able to keep up with what you said you were doing. So 90 days from now, evaluate. Is it working? What do you like? What do you don't like, right? Don't wait until next year when you realize that you gave up after 90 days and now you're gonna think about what you're gonna do. This is not something we do only in the month of January. The only reason I'm talking about it now is because everybody wants to hear about it, right? Somebody, Cindy Lou just said, this is very timely. Absolutely, everybody wants to get ready and get restructured for January. But don't be that person who sets that New Year's resolution and forgets about it by today, right? Let's actually make sure this sticks and it keeps happening. Okay. Oh my goodness. All right, so if you need more help on this, I would highly suggest check our She's Building Her Empire blog right at shesbuildingherempire.com. All of our Facebook Lives turn into podcasts within 24 hours, and then shortly after that, they're on our website with other little bit more detail, and we're gonna be showing you some snapshots, some screenshots of what my calendar looks like, what those morning routines look like, what is proactive versus reactive. You're gonna see all of that in there, so that's definitely a great place to check out, okay? One thing I'm going to do, you guys, just so you know, the ones that are watching live, I'm actually going to jump over into our free She's Building Her Empire Facebook community. I usually do a video once a month in there just to kind of say, here's what's going on. Here's what you can expect this coming month. I'm actually going to do a little sneak peek into here's what you can expect into 2018 for She's Building Her Empire. So it's going to be a little bit different, a little bit more interesting today specifically. So I'm going to head on over there. And then if you're not a part of it, go check it out. It's a free community. I think we have like 5,000 or 6,000 female entrepreneurs, really incredible people. So make sure to check that out as well. But then stay tuned every Wednesday at noon central. I'm going to be here. So mark your calendars. Make sure to squeeze me in when you're planning your calendar. Mark down noon central every Wednesday so you can have lunch with me. And really make sure that you are staying with what you said you wanted to do for 2018. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. And I'm super excited to be here with you on your journey in 2018 because I know this is going to be a big, big year for each and every one of you. All right. Thank you so much. I will see you in the Facebook group, She's Building Her Empire, in just a minute. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.